morning, Bill. How are we doing today?
Good morning, Alvin. Pleasure to be with you.
Give me a little idea of your writing background and your expertise that led you to write today's book, Miracle Man.
Well, I actually have been an entertainment and media lawyer for my career, and I wanted to write Miracle Man because I was looking really to tell a story about a real hero, not a celebrity, but a person who really acts on important human values and is sort of an anti-hero, anti-celebrity type. I thought that that was an important message in today's society where I think there's so much emphasis on what I call meritless celebrity, you know, all the reality TV stars and all that, that I thought it's kind of inspirational to have a character who has extraordinary abilities that he devotes solely to doing good things, meaning finding cures for diseases.
Well, isn't this similar in the situation which started Superman and the fact that there were a lot of moral constraints? Maybe, you know, today we have taken it to another level, but hasn't a lot of the superheroes, when they're initially done back in the day, weren't they based upon some kind of moral fiber?
I think there is. The thing about Robert Austin and Miracle Man is that I wanted to create a character that was very believable in the sense that he doesn't have, you know, incredible powers like a Superman or a Batman or a Spider-Man. He's actually a real person. The only thing that distinguishes him is that he has this freakish intelligence, which is, you know, at a level like 10 times Einstein, and I think that kind of thing is possible, and therefore, you know, something people can grasp onto as opposed to someone like a Spider-Man, which is, you know, very, very fanciful. And the idea here is that, you know, he has this value system where through, he doesn't start out that way, but because of things that happen in his life, he ultimately decides that he isn't going to become a tool of political forces and essentially use his extraordinary intelligence for weaponry or aerospace. He's actually going to devote himself selflessly to doing great things for humanity. So, you know, there is a common bond with certain other superheroes, but so many of them, they're into the crime thing and all of that. Here, it's really about something much more concrete that I think affects us all, and that is where we are in medical health today.
So tell me about the two exceptional women that are involved in helping out in the story.
Okay, there are two. One of them is a lady who has a rather tragic background of her own, and ultimately she becomes his personal assistant and kind of a surrogate mother, because Robert Austin has an extremely unfortunate beginning in life. I don't want to say what it is because it gives away an important part of the story, but she really becomes the person who truly cares for him and tries to help him and protect him. The second one is a lady who ultimately will become his wife, and how that all happens is, you know, a real interesting part of the plot, because let's say that she was put there for a particular purpose that involves political intrigue, and ultimately, you know, they become husband and wife, but not without a lot of conflict and twists along the way. But suffice to say that those two women play a tremendous role in keeping him stable and ultimately, therefore, helping him achieve these fantastic goals.
Why does Robert struggle with problems with abandonment and betrayal?
Well, essentially, the abandonment part happens from the time he's an infant. Suffice to say that everyone he loves lands up disappearing or dying. And so he's always alone, and that kind of exacerbates certain mental issues he has that are a function of this extraordinary intelligence that he has. Betrayal comes in because a lot of the people that he thinks he can rely on and that are going to help him, in fact, are looking to manipulate him and take advantage of his special abilities for their own agendas. And so he's a person who ultimately, with the exception of these two women, is largely alone, but then one of the women, as I say, in a important part of the plot, even that relationship becomes suspect at a point.
The name of the best-selling book is entitled Miracle Man. This particular chat will be featured at DrAlvin.com, DrAlvin.com on Facebook, and also the conversation will continue on Twitter at Dr. Alvin Jones. That's where we discover wisdom, one brilliant mind at a time. Give me a final thought, and then tell me how to get a copy of the book.
The book's getting tremendous reception from readers and reviewers. It's lots of drama, conflict, and action in the plot, and the ending has gotten a lot of attention because it is a big surprise. Readers can find it on Amazon and paperback and ebook, and also Nook and iBook. I think people find it to be very different from your typical thriller. It has a lot of different things in it that are really attracting the attention of readers.
Well, thank you so very much, Bill, for putting together today's book, and may this be your best day ever.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Alvin.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.